Can anybody, has anybody ever been in a church planter like the Apostle Paul, who established a church? Nobody, I can see, you know, nobody's thinking of any names. There's nobody sitting around here going, oh, John, you forgot about this guy over here. No, nobody could plant churches like Paul. Does that mean that we just shut down our missionary effort? We're not going out into all the world anymore because, you know, we can't do it like the apostles, so we might as well just close down and not send missionaries. Yes or no? No, of course not. So just because we're not doing it at that level doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it at all. Man, we should be pursuing God with every bit of fire that we can muster so that He can do it to the degree that He sees fit to do it in our lives as we surrender to Him. Now, that means that we can, if we will have the guts and the courage and the faith to pursue God, we can have a valid healing ministry, a valid ministry to a degree of signs and wonders, even if it's not the level of the Apostle Paul, even if everybody our shadow falls on doesn't necessarily get instantly healed. And you know what? That might be a good thing. You know, I don't know that if every time I walk into Food Lion, you know, going shopping for some groceries, that, you know, as I'm walking past the steaks and the ground beef and stuff, that I want people falling out in the aisles just because my shadow fell on them, you know? That might not be necessarily what God has called me to. Might be a little inconvenient if I'm shopping for a Thanksgiving turkey or a turkey for Christmas, you know. I go and I want to test it. I lay hands on the bird to see if it's a good one. All of a sudden, God raises that thing from the dead, starts running around the grocery store. Next thing I know, turkeys are hopping out of the case all over the place. You got to kill them all over again. I don't know if I want that kind of power in my life, you know. Can make it hard at the checkout counter. You know, I'm pulling that thing down in the cart and it keeps wanting to jump out of there. You're just like, just wave your scanner at it before it leaps. However, you know, on the other hand, I would love to think that as I'm picking out a turkey for Thanksgiving or Christmas, maybe the person who's standing next to me, the Holy Spirit might whisper in my ear and say, pray for this person. And I would have the faith to turn to them and say, hi, God bless you, how are you doing? Hey, you know, I'm not to weird you out or anything, but I just had the sense in my spirit as you were standing here that you could use some prayer. Is there anything, you know, not to weird you out, but is there anything I could pray for you for? And I'll just, you know, leave it at that. And suddenly to see God fall upon them. And all of a sudden they open their entire heart and life to you and say, man, I can't believe you asked me that. You wouldn't believe what I was just thinking of doing. I can't believe God. That must be God, because how could you possibly know what I was going through right now? Yeah, I'm standing here by the turkeys, but my mind is a million miles away because I've got something going on in my life that I don't begin to know how to handle, and I was thinking of just calling it quits and just ending the whole thing. Can we have faith that God can move like that? Would that be incredible? You better believe that would be incredible. Man, I want so bad to have the faith to walk in that kind of ministry. And no, I don't have to have everybody on aisle 6 laying on the ground. But if I can have one person when I go to the grocery store whose life has changed, or the guy that I see at the gas station every day, one day just happened to, you know, open up and allow me to share the gospel to him, and maybe he gets saved and transformed, and maybe he gets healed of something he's been struggling with all his life and set free. And that start to happen every other day, every other week, on such a regular basis that every time I walk out the door, I'm just excited in anticipation. What is God going to do today? Man, I will settle for that. If I could lay a hold of that, that would thrill me. Would it thrill you? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Now, and it says, and I've got, you know, the scripture, you know, God has dealt each person a measure of faith. Measure. Some guys have 2 buckets. Some guys have, you know, 16-ounce cup. Now, does that mean that God doesn't raise up very powerful healing ministries? Of course not. God does often choose to raise up people who do have very powerful ministries. I named a couple of them just a few minutes ago. And they do work in signs and wonders. Amen? You guys know people who like, you know, signs and wonders happen when they're ministering somewhere? Man, amazing things. I mean, we had Mahesh Chavda here several years ago, man. He'd be talking, he'd just point to like one row over there, and the people would just fall out in the power of the Spirit. The Spirit was so powerful on him. He never had to push anybody down. They were lucky if they could get close enough to him to stand up by the time they got there, because the glory coming off of him was so powerful, people would be falling out in the Spirit just while they were waiting in line to get prayed for. God does raise up people to walk in signs and wonders and see multitudes get healed and filled with the power of God. And you know what? We have a name for when that happens. It starts with the R. I wonder if anybody might know what I'm talking about. Gee, you think? Yeah, it's on the overhead. What is it?
Revival.
What is it?
Revival.
I can't, man, that is pathetic, man. Say it like you're the church. Yeah, Sunday. I'm so confused. I don't know whether to say Sunday or revival. What is it?
Revival!
Yeah, and RJ does the wave in the back. Praise God. Yes, God does move in revival, and God does raise up people to work in revival. And who knows but that God might want to raise up somebody sitting in here today to work in that very ministry. I don't want to throw water on the flame, man. If you feel like God might be calling you to work in that level of ministry, then praise God, pursue that with every fiber of your strength. Because God may be wanting to do exactly that right here in Queenstown. And you know what? If God does that, and if it's not me, if God raises up David Beecher or Chris Greenlee or somebody and anoints them with some powerful, mind-blowing anointing where people start to get, you know, multitudes start to get healed and delivered and set free, praise God, I will be content simply to stand under that cloud of glory when it comes. And when it starts resting on Dave or resting on Chris or resting on whoever God's going to put that thing on, I'm just going to, you know, stand as close to them as possible so that I can catch some of that stuff when it happens. Amen? And when God moves, if He should do that, if He should choose to do that here in this church with one of the people or two of the people or however many people here, then I will be thrilled when the multitudes come and begin to get saved and healed. I will be thrilled to pastor them and disciple them and minister the Word of God to them and teach them. And I think that Larry and Debbie will be thrilled to disciple their children and teach their children in the children's church. And I think that our small group leaders will be thrilled to minister to those multitudes as they put them into small groups and disciple them and pray for them and shepherd them. And I think people who have the gift of encouraging in this church will be thrilled to encourage them when they're going through hard times. And people who have a gift of mercy in this church will be thrilled to administer mercy and tender compassion to the multitudes, even if they are not raising them from the dead. There's room for everybody when revival breaks out. And if God chooses to use one or some of us here in this church to do it, man, I'll be happy just to be here when it happens. But man, I want to see it happen. I have been ruined by what we've been reading about and talking about over these last several months, because when I see that God can and will do those things, I just can't walk away from that anymore. I feel like now I've got to have it, or why am I even here? Why did God even bother to take me down this road if he's not going to take me all the way to the promised land? I might be in the wilderness today, but boy, I've got milk and honey in my eyes, man. And I'm ruined for anything else. I want to find it. I want to taste it. I want to drink of the fatness and the goodness of God. So I'm sorry, man. If you signed up for this under me and you didn't want to go there, I'm sorry. That's where I'm going. It might take a while to get there. I don't care if it takes 40 years. If I'm walking in here with a walker when it happens and I can throw my walker away and suddenly dance across the stage, I'll wait that long. But in the meantime, I'm seeking it with everything I got. And I'm going to pray that God, it only takes maybe 40 hours or 40 days or 40 weeks before I see it. And I don't have to wait 40 years like Moses. Moses didn't even make it. He saw it. Thank you, Gene. Praise God. Oh, man. And when we do that, When we are thrilled to minister at the level that God has gifted us in the midst of the revival that He sends, you know what? Then we start getting excited. Then we start getting in one accord. Then we start unifying and we start doing the things. Yeah, I know. We start doing the things that cause God to respond in power and in signs and wonders and gifts. And then when that happens, people do what? They get excited and saved and healed in the whole nine yards. Praise God. So let me ask you three quick questions. Do we believe that we don't have to be apostles to see God move in signs and wonders? Yes. Thank you. Number two, do we believe that we can have a valid power ministry without necessarily working at that same level? Praise God. Number three, do we believe that even if we can have a valid ministry without being at that level, that God just might want to do that at that level here in Queenstown and bring revival? Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise God. So the bottom line is, number one, seek God for revival. Seek His face. Pursue it. Pray for it. Fast for it. Chase after it and chase that thing down until you lay a hold of Him. Number two, as you're seeking God for revival, seek God for the part that He would have you to play in that. Maybe He does want to use you to do amazing signs and wonders and miracles. Praise God, man. I don't want to quench your fire. Lay a hold of that thing. Do it. Grasp it. Chase it and pursue it. But if not that, then pursue the part He does want you to play in it and be ready to minister and reach out to folks as He brings them in. Say, God, show me my place in the body of Christ. Use me. I surrender to You. Fill my life with Your glory and Your presence and let me be a part of what You're doing in this thing. And as we're doing that, let's dare to be open to the possibility that He wants to use us personally in ways that we never dreamed possible. Let's dare to think like that. Let's dare to think big. Let's dare to imagine that, yes, in the midst of my drab, mundane, routine, you know, dishes and laundry life, that God might want to break out and send a wind from heaven to invade my life and amaze me. Yeah, right here in Queenstown, right in my life. Praise God. Praise God. We want to close out, and then we're going to have a time of prayer for anybody who needs prayer. We want to close out, man. If we want to bring the music ministry up here, man, let's just give God the glory. Let's just acknowledge Him, man, and tell Him how much we want to see Him move in our lives. I love this second line. Break the chains and hold them high. There's a lot of people in chains in our world. You don't have to go far. They're right next door. But if you're willing to let God use you, if you're willing to be full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost, God can break chains. So break the chains and hold them high. Now
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord.